At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Oh, Corona night.
Corona, Corona,
63.
Corona. It's good. It's a lot of mumbling.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour, Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Alex Albrecht.
And I'm Allison Hayslip. And for about the next 30 minutes, we're going to drink a little booze and spit a little news.
I actually made a point to go out this morning.
Oh.
Bought donuts.
You did.
And I bought a six pack of Corona.
I know. We're drinking it right
8:30
now.
8:30 at a CVS.
Ah! That's awesome.
And I felt awesome.
Yeah. It's the coolest thing you've ever done.
Speaking of the coolest thing I've ever done.
Yes.
What?
It's meeting my friend Tom Krajewski.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey,
Tom. Krajewski. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. We're drinking Corona.
Why have we turned into an early morning radio show? I'm not okay with this.
That's what America loves.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Bing bong in the morning.
Oh, good Lord, help
with
me.
Allison and Weasel.
Allison and Weasel. That sounds about right.
Yeah, right?
Sounds about right.
You'd be like, Bing bong, you're so crazy today.
Yeah, like
what
when I'm
happened?
Like 75 and just can't be on TV anymore, it'll be Allison and Weasel.
Allison and Weasel in the morning, live on the Sixes.
Oh, God. God.
Oh my God, I love it.
Hi.
How's everybody doing?
Good. I feel like you have something to say, Alex.
Do you?
I don't really.
Oh, okay.
But I will say.
I'd like to hear something.
You always have something to say, Alex.
I always, well, this is what they do.
Yeah.
This is what I do. I have some news.
You have some news?
We are currently being powered by the sun.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Yes. And
yeah?
No.
I have installed an energy monitoring system called Sense, which is great. If you have a house and you want to understand what's going on with your energy, Sense.com. I bought it. Do not install it yourself.
Oh, okay.
Get an electrician to install it
because
it's fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
But check it out. So you can see on the
That's the
right,
power we're using?
Yeah, on the left is the power we're generating from the panels. On the right
that's
is the power
lot.
We're using.
Oh, my gosh. That's a drastic difference.
Yes, big difference.
Yeah, because it's so sunny out
the
today.
The sun is making our energy.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. That's amazing.
And it's really crazy, too. Like, so we're rocking like right around about 530 watts. Mm-hmm. So hit the lights, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Put the lights up.
Hi.
Really? It'll tell us it just got dark in here. Oh, we dropped to 318.
Yeah, look at that.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
What? Lights be bitches. All right, turn the lights back on.
Yeah, we need. This is weird. I feel like we're about to tell each other ghost stories.
7 days later.
God damn it, Tom, turn the lights
man
on.
The man-spider erupted.
Oh, good Lord.
But how cool is that?
So we're a fully
sweet.
Green podcast.
We are fully
we're
green podcast.
We're staying in America with
currently
podcast.
Today.
Currently great. Today. As
currently
of
today.
This episode.
If ever we do this at night, we're fucked. But currently today.
That's amazing.
It's on the energy of the sun.
Go team.
That's awesome.
Congrats. Yeah, it's actually really cool. It
Wow.
It has been a fucking process.
Yeah.
It
took you like a year.
Yeah.
Oh,
over a year.
God. Well, first off, it's not just a process of getting the solar installed, but then really the Sense stuff, because I got it. It's a little bit like the Princess and the Pea.
Like, where, you can't figure story. Out what's that tiny thing that's making you uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. Like once I
did
know.
Did I just survive Princess deep. And the Pea?
Yeah, you totally did.
Yeah.
Did you not know the story? The Princess
yeah,
and the
no,
Pea?
I do. Yeah, I'm just wondering if that's what you
but
meant.
That is it. That's
or that
it.
You just needed a lot of mattresses.
No, there's like a thing in your brain that makes you go, I know that I'm not doing electricity right in this house.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking know it.
By the way, I've never had that thought. So
well, but it started because we were thinking about doing solar 5 years ago.
Jeez.
And then I was like, yeah, we'll do it at some point. And then I was like, how long is it? But it usually takes like 5 years to pay it off. And then I realized, I was like, yeah, we should just do that. And I checked and it was like 5 years ago that I just looked into it. It's like, fucking idiot. I would have been paid off by now. Anyway, so I was like, let's do this. And then we started getting really energy efficient. We got LEDs in all the rooms. Cool. We updated our air conditioning unit to be more
eco-friendly. Nice.
And our bill never really went down.
Really?
And I was like, fucking fuck. So then we got the solar, and then they put in a new meter, and I was seeing the meter go up even though the solar was happening. So I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then you can't really monitor. There's no ability. So then I reached out to a buddy of mine who owns a home and has an electrician handyman guy that he loves.
Right.
And that guy reached out to me and said, well, here are two products. There's one was Sense, which is the one that I got. And then there's another one called like Nuvo or something like that. And I don't know why I picked the Sense over the Nuvo. It just looked cooler, much more sort
that
of
helps. That helps. That helps. If it looks cooler, I want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, and then installing it, it was like, it's mesmerizing. Cause now it's like, I flip on the lights in a room and I see the thing go off.
Changes.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't realize I needed to change out. That is an incandescent light bulb.
Your garage
when
light bulb.
When I open the garage door,
yeah.
The motor goes on big. But as long as that light is on, mm-hmm. it's 100 watts.
Mm.
Wow. Okay. So that's...
It's 100 watt bulb.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it should be 10 if it's an LED.
Yeah.
So
wow.
I gotta switch that. And I was like, we walked through the whole house. We were like, I unplugged the TVs. It's like 10 watts
like
to have a TV plugged in.
You might have too much time on your hands.
Maybe.
I mean, I'm glad that you did this, but I would never like install something in my house and then go through and check out every electronic equipment. Piece of equipment that I have.
Here's
you
the thing.
All that money on it, I would do it too, though. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but here's the other thing. So I woke up this morning and I look, and I have been asleep,
right?
Like dead asleep, all the lights off, like what?
Right.
And there, it was constantly ticking at about 350 watts.
Well, because things are still plugged in, like your computer's still going and stuff like that.
Well, the computer was off.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but that's
it's
like
plugged
2
in.
Watts.
Okay.
So I was like, let's go around and figure it out. So it's like we have, and I'm going to put it on a timer, water cooler.
Your DVR?
Water cooler / heater.
Yeah.
The DVR cable box is really, it's only like 10 if it's not doing anything. It's like 10 watts.
All right.
But the cooler heater, so all night we have cold water in the water jug.
Yeah.
I'm fucking not drinking. All I don't right, need a tea at 3 o'clock in the morning from freshly hot, warmed water.
Right.
So I'm going to get
a timer.
For
but
that.
Then how long will it take to heat back up or cool back down
once it goes
room temperature?
I don't think that the water that is being constantly cooled all day will get to room temperature overnight.
It'll get close.
I don't think so, because it's like in the thermal thing. Like it's already, you know
all right,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you're right. It's not like it's not in one of those clear plastic jugs.
Yeah, but it won't be like ice frigid like it would be in the morning before. But where the fuck we're not drinking water in the morning? Like we're drinking
Alex,
water
you just
like
have
noon.
Like a lot of fancy pants stuff.
Yeah,
too.
You do. You're a tech guy.
Yeah,
is true. That is true.
I don't have a water cooler or heater in my place. Yeah. You know.
Or a Tesla.
She likes that. Or the Tesla.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the other thing is Heather was like boggled. She was like, why aren't you just fucking plugging the Tesla in? And I was like, no. I need to figure out what the fuck is going
You're
on.
You're hilarious.
Then I will plug it in.
When
I know. She was actually pissed. She was like,
home,
just fucking plug in the car. And I'm
when
like,
I buy
yeah.
a home, you're going to be my consultant for how I should set everything up.
Done.
That's a good idea.
100%.
Yeah.
I would recommend. I mean, look, it's only been less than 24 hours since I've had this thing on.
Yeah.
And so maybe it'll not be good further down the road. But I would recommend if you have a house, get a fucking Sense monitor.
We want to get solar, but
you should just get the Sense monitor, and then you'll be able to see like flipping on switches. And you're like,
but
I say, honestly, wait for the Tesla tiles first.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking about.
You know, the funny thing is, because they're coming out soon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So Tom should just wait to get
them.
Yeah,
because we have the same tiles. They do like the Spanish tiles, right? Like,
I think.
Yeah.
And the best part about those is that you can cover more of your roof, so you'll you'll generate more electricity.
Sold.
You guys want to hear about something exceptionally not eco-friendly?
Yeah. Do we?
Crazy mud trucking garage filled fossil fuel dig.
Taxes.
Oh,
because this is tax week coming up when this comes out. So my accountant / my father. does my taxes for me.
So you get financial advice and life advice.
Exactly. He's a CFO. It's literally his job to do this stuff. So he's like, Ali, I'll just do your taxes for you. You know,
that's
it's
good.
Great. And I'm always like, thanks, Dad. And I send him all the stuff and he does it. Mm-hmm. So he did my taxes this year, like the week of March 20th, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right, March 15th, I think, actually, whatever that week was. A week later, I get an errant 1099.
Oh, God. Yeah. I hate that.
I know. I like did a small job for a friend's company last year.
Yeah.
Why do they stay so late?
Because I texted him and I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Amazing.
I just did my taxes last week. And he's like, I'm so sorry. We switched accountants this year. And the old accountant said it was done. And the new accountant just found out it wasn't.
The old accountant fucked you guys.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you guys going with somebody else? Well, don't worry about your 1099s. I already took care of those.
So,
bye.
You know, so obviously I send the 1099. And it's, you know, it's for
accountant dicks.
It's for $1,100. It's not like an excessive amount of money either. So I send the 1099 to my accountant / father.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, we'll do it. Like, because I was getting a refund. He's like, we'll do your amended taxes when your refunds come through. Okay. So my refunds came through last week.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up yesterday and I have an email from my dad. He's like, all right, this is what you have to do. So mind you, we did all my taxes online. So like everything's electronic.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
To do amended taxes, you cannot do them online.
What?
Oh. I had to print out, I'm not exaggerating, over 75 pages of forms because I have to do one for federal and one for California.
Oh, yeah.
I had to find all of my W-2s. You have to still attach your W-2 things, like the originals, not like scanned copies of them.
Wow.
You have to attach all the W-2s. And I have to, like, I owe back like $500. $500 for an $1,100 1099. I am so livid about this entire situation. Because I have all this paperwork strewn out on my kitchen table, and I'm like, you were fucking done. And you're not done. And I had to print out all this paper. I ran out of printer ink.
Oh, my God.
I had to go buy more printer ink to print all this shit out.
My face is getting red.
Because I'm really angry about it. I literally was having, like, as I was printing out the paper yesterday, I felt my heart like get tight, and I was like, oh my God, I'm having a panic attack.
Amazing.
Like, this is giving me a panic attack. And it's not that it's that hard, or it's not it's not like, okay, fine, I can write the government a check for $500. Fine, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the principle that I had to do this because of a thing that showed up way late. You're supposed to get everything by January 31st or whatever.
Taxes are dumb. Stupid dumb. Now look, I understand that you need to pay police officers and mail people and
donut makers.
No, although I paid for donut makers out of
donut
my
donut makers do not get paid by the government.
That's not as much.
I don't know how the government works, guys.
You know what? I believe donuts are a right. It turns out they're a privilege.
Okay. Damn it.
I didn't realize that either, Tom. So I get the need to do it.
Right.
But it's just so fucked up. Like,
there has
it's
to be an
so
easier way.
It's so what?
Right?
Yes. Like, right? And I don't know what that is. I'm not an economist or an I'm not an economicon.
Necronomicon.
But there has to be a better way to just make it easy.
Yeah.
Because the other thing too is I feel like everybody complains about like oh, corporations. Like, there was that big thing about like Google in the UK, or like was it Starbucks or Google, or maybe both?
Oh, yeah.
In the UK, there was like, they're like, oh, you're not paying any taxes in.
Yeah. Huh? So I think it's Ireland or something.
Yeah,
like that.
You're paying your taxes in Ireland and not in, like, because the UK is a thing. Like, it's a, like, Europe is like a big area.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing, European Union, whatever.
Well, the United Kingdom is not the European Union.
Right. But you can choose to pay your taxes based in where your headquarters are. And so they were choosing Ireland because Ireland was like, hey, we don't need any of your taxes. Hey, just come here and work. It'll be great. I don't know. It's sort
that
of
sounds
Swedish.
Just like the guy that told me that, by the way. That was a pretty good impression.
Anyway, but long story short, England got pissed.
Yeah.
And they were like, whoa, Google.
Wait a minute, dear. Oh, Joel.
Yeah.
You're not paying your fair share. And Google's response was, we're paying our legally obligated tax burden. It's not our fault that's how fucked up your system is.
Right.
It's not our fault that you made it so that we could be based in Ireland and still sell all the shit that we sell in England and not pay any taxes there.
Oh, wow.
That's on you guys.
Yeah.
And so then there was this whole like thing that was sort of like this emotional / moral number that I guess existed in people's minds where it was like, well, I mean, yeah,
but
you shouldn't you pay more? And it was sort of like Google going, what?
I feel like that's the state of our government right now, is a bunch of really rich people being like, but we don't have to because of this. And all of us are going, but you should.
Right. And it's like, and the answer is, if the answer is, but you should, then the follow up is
change
the law to
so
make them do
have
it. Because
to. Yeah.
Nobody is going to go. I mean, unless you are just thinking of taxes as giving to charity, which you shouldn't.
Right. No.
At all. You should also be giving to charity.
Yeah.
No human being that I've ever met would go, oh, I voluntarily pay twice taxes.
Right, right.
Just because I feel like it's my moral obligation
yeah.
to pay for the road in front of my house. You know what I mean?
Nobody is saying that.
I don't care where you fall on the spectrum of rich.
No one.
Right.
So it's like, but then taxes are just
what would happen would be more like if someone was really rich and the road in front of them needed to be fixed, they'll be like, I'll pay for this myself, but I'm not going to give the government money to. Right.
So that's the, that is my biggest pet peeve about taxes. And I got a lot of pet peeves about taxes, but my biggest pet peeve is, do I really think that the government is the people that are really got their finger on the pulse of using my money most efficiently for the city of Los Angeles? No. And the short answer is, fuck no.
No.
They're going to hooker parties in fucking Tijuana.
Oh, hooker parties.
Yeah.
Good old hooker parties.
Yeah, come on.
They're like, Tijuana?
We're going to Tijuana for hooker parties. We got Alex's money. It's like, God damn it.
Got to get some of that tax money.
Yeah.
Moral of the story is, I feel like our podcast now being fully green today makes up for me having to print out 700 pages of tax
forms. You know
what?
You are currently carbon neutral.
Yeah. Yay, carbon neutral.
You are currently carbon neutral.
Great. Awesome. Should we get to some emails?
Yeah, let's get to some emails. That's not a thing. All right. Oh, this is actually really, you know what? I feel like
Australia gets us.
Australia. Well, but we've been kicking it down a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, there's dick eating spiders. There's snake eating spiders.
I still love Australia.
So this is from Australia.
Yeah.
Great. I just want to marry an Australian musician.
Australia.
I feel
not
like
so scary. We can make that happen.
You can?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All okay. Australian we'll musicians. Well, hit me up.
Yeah. Okay, Australian, not so scary.
Not so scary. Who's this from?
This is from Kylie and Jim.
Hi, Kylie and Jim.
Hi, Alex, Allison, and Super Knob Twister Tom.
Oh, that sounds nice. Sexy.
Like speaking of knobs.
Yes.
Some weeks back, you had a story about a guy down here who had his dick bitten by a red-backed spider.
Yep, twice.
While these are pretty common here,
he
is the first one I've ever heard to have his knob chomped.
Now,
I'm not sure what that man was doing with the spider that bit him on his nether regions, but clearly the spider felt there was no other way out. My ex U.S. Coast Guardsman husband.
Oh.
And I love listening to your weekly shenanigans and want to entice
you. She listens to our podcast with her ex-husband?
No, her ex U.S. Coast Guardsman husband. That's why I tried to say that.
I feel like there could have been a better way to phrase that.
Yeah.
Her husband, who was a former
Coast Guardsman. Yeah. Anyway, we want to entice you down to the great southern land with the promises of excitement. Excellent wine, world's best beaches, beers, Tim Tams.
Okay. I love Tim Tams.
And these little cuties.
Oh, these little cuties.
They sent six pictures.
Oh, no.
A wombat.
Oh.
A koala.
Yay.
A cucola or cucoa. Yeah. Some gray kangaroos in the snow.
Ooh.
A rainbow laureata or laureate. And a sulfur crested cockatoo. On Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Adorable.
None of whom will bite you on the dick. I actually can't guarantee the cockatoo won't have a try. After all, it is a cockatoo.
Yep.
Love your work. Cheers.
Here you go.
So this is the wombat.
I know. Wombats are so cute.
Yeah. How do we make this happen? How do we go?
Koala. Oh, there's a koala. Koalas are actually kind of dicks.
That's a corca.
And
gray kangaroos in the snow.
That's a pretty bird.
That leeket.
Pretty
and
bird.
Then that's the cockatiel that might grab your cockatiel.
Your cockatiel.
Anyway.
I've been to Australia, you guys.
I have not had
the best time of my life there.
Really?
And I got the worst case of strep throat I've ever had in my life while I was there and still had the best time of my life there.
I
went whitewater rafting.
Because we were kids.
I hiked. I climbed
Crocodile Dundee was the thing.
That was
the thing. Sorry, I didn't cut you off, but.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you did,
that's why I've always wanted to go.
Australia was always like the outback and what was the one with Tom Selleck?
Oh, huh? Quigley Down Under. And then there's the Energizer guy.
That's a thing?
Energizer battery guy was an Australian guy.
Oh, yeah.
Battery guy.
And then
guy.
The big,
Young Einstein.
Young Einstein. Yahoo Serious.
Yahoo Serious.
We're talking about all this stuff Allison has
known. What? Is this like, I mean, you guys aren't that much older than me.
Young Einstein is great. So
you guys are only half a generation older than me.
I know, but yeah, it's a big generation gap. No, Young Einstein, Yahoo Seriously. It's Yahoo Serious or Yahoo Seriously?
Yahoo Serious
was this like crazy, wacky. He was basically the Carrot Top of Australia.
Oh my gosh.
And he, there was like a period of like 5 years where Young Einstein came out and it basically was like him playing Young Albert Einstein, this Australian guy.
Who invented beer.
Bubbles in the beer.
Yeah, bubbles in the beer.
I vaguely remember Young Einstein.
Splitting the atom, that's how he did it.
Yeah.
He split the atom and made bubbles.
And made bubbles in the beer. It was a thing. There was like 2 summers where Yahoo Serious was like the thing.
Oh my gosh.
It's true.
Like Pauly Shore.
Yeah. But Pauly Shore had like a good 10 years of really crazy
stuff.
And then he had Biodome. Biodome was really the beginning of the end.
Now I'm going to go home and watch Young Einstein.
Well, but he did, and then he did some other movie, and it was just like, he was just like the it guy. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh.
About 2 years.
I'm going to Google him right now and find out where he is.
He's probably back in Australia.
Yeah, if the people that wrote us that letter, maybe they know him.
Wait, what's his name?
Yahoo Serious.
Like Yahoo? Like Y-A-H?
Yep, like the search engine.
Serious.
And then the opposite of not serious. Serious.
Oh my God, his hair is insane.
Yeah, serious.
His real name is Greg Gomez Peed.
I see why he changed it.
Man.
Yeah.
Gomez Peed?
Yeah.
Gomez Peed. Anyway, yeah, so lots of good Australian stuff that got young Tom and young Alex excited to be going and living in the bush.
Outback. Yeet. Bush.
I want a bushwhack.
That's hilarious.
Want to hang out with the Aborigines and do the phone call thing with the...
Oh, yeah.
Crocodile Dundee, too.
And by the way, boomerangs.
Yeah.
Like, boomerangs were huge when we were a kid, trying to get a boomerang that worked.
I love boomerangs.
Trying to get a boomerang that worked.
Those were the pricey ones. The shitty ones that just went straight, and then they fell, and you were like, I thought it was supposed to come back. And you're like, yeah, it's broken.
Bought that one out of the back of a van. No wonder it didn't work.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, what's the boomerangs?
You just cracked the TV antenna off a limo.
That's right.
It's a boomerang.
Boomerang.
Anyway, all right. This is adorable, because we talked about, you know, the Mos Eisley cantina.
Yes, we did.
It says, this is a Mos Eisley meme just for you.
A Mos Eisley meme?
Hey, guys. My name is Lennox, and I have been a fan of Allison since the AOTS days. Wasn't familiar with Alex, but have been a fan since listening to the podcast. Same holds true with the Super Volcano. Anyway, I just wanted to share a meme with you, which I thought would fit with your failed cantina story. Attached is a picture of my 2-year-old son, Asher. And this picture is him.
Asher
is my favorite of all time. I love how miserable he looks. Anyway, I just wanted to contribute a little something to the podcast.
Oh, he does look miserable. When you expect Mos Eisley, but you get scum and villainy. He's like, ugh.
Isn't that great?
That's great.
That was us at the cantina.
Awesome. Yeah.
Looking at the blue milk.
Kid's my height, so yeah.
You guys, Yahoo Serious is currently 61 years old.
What? No, he's never going to age. He's always supposed to be young and crazy and fun. No.
Now he's just Einstein. Fuck.
Cranky old Einstein.
God damn it. Now he's just current aged Einstein.
I love that we just got sent a picture of one of our listeners' kids. 61.
Yeah, and it was adorable.
Yeah.
It was very memeified.
So memeified.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we going to a story?
Yeah, we're
going
to go to a story.
Nice.
Wait a minute. Wasn't that? Oh, shoot. No, that's all right.
What's happening?
We'll do it. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
A real squirrel story.
A real squirrel story. Okay.
It's from Seth.
Hi, Seth.
Hey, Seth.
Hey, Allison, Alex, and Tom. Hearing the story of the woman that trained the squirrels to attack her ex was a fake, and it reminded me of a different squirrel story from earlier this year.
That's not fake.
That is not fake.
Okay.
Full story linked below, but here are the highlights. Let me see. Love the show. It's the best part of Monday commute. Hoping you will be at HopCon again this year.
Oh,
maybe with
know.
More super popular at beer.
You know what?
We don't know. What I will be there?
When I will be there.
Who?
At Stone Brewery.
Ooh,
Brewery.
You're going down to Stone Brewery?
It's where my brother is having his post-wedding brunch.
Amazing.
So I'm going to be there next weekend.
Oh, that's right. It's next weekend.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Awesome. I know.
It's going to be great. Congratulations.
Thanks.
To the Hayslip and soon-to-be Hayslip.
Yes.
Is she taking his name?
I don't know. Actually, I haven't asked. I would assume so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people don't.
Although,
our
wives. I'm very excited. Her last name is Dubov because she's...
Dubov.
She's... Dubov. From one, with Dubov. A V. She's Russian.
Ah.
Dubov. So the hashtag for the wedding is Greg says I do, Boff.
Oh, God.
Really? Yeah.
That's amazing. Right?
That's amazing.
You're going to see a lot of that over the next amazing. Weekend, guys.
That's amazing. All right.
Yeah.
Meridian Police.
Meridian?
Joey, the indoor pet squirrel, stops teen burglar.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Meridian Police Officer Ashley Turner said, in more than 5 years of policing, she's never seen a case quite like this that she encountered last week. Turner was tasked with investigating four home burglaries that took place in South Central Meridian around February 6th.
Ooh, that's my birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy Squirrel Day. While taking fingerprints off a gun safe at Adam and Carmen Pearl's house, Turner was startled by an unexpected creature that scurried into the bedroom, ran around her feet, and she freaked out.
Yeah.
She said, oh my God, there's a squirrel in here. And Pearl, or Adam, responded, oh yeah, that's just Joey. That's my pet squirrel. she hadn't seen Joey because he was in a hammock or something. They do.
Yeah.
So they finally caught the burglar, and the burglar was like, I was trying to break into their gun safe, and I got attacked by a fucking squirrel. He's like, I had no idea what was happening.
Wait, they caught the burglar, and then the burglar admitted to this?
Yeah, the burglar was like, well, I was gonna get the guns.
Yeah.
Had I had time, but then I was attacked by a squirrel, and I had fled. I had to run away. Yeah.
So we should be carrying, instead of like guns, we should be carrying
pet squirrels.
Yeah.
In our holsters.
Yes. Yeah.
Throw a squirrel at someone.
Wah! Yeah.
We would just call them squirrelsters.
Squirrelsters!
We would walk around with little squirrelsters.
Yeah.
And we'd feed them nuts while we're having conversations to keep them agile.
By the way, someone 100% does that.
Oh, yeah. There's somebody here, somebody who listens probably has like a shoulder squirrelster.
Yeah. He's like, I don't understand why this is so funny.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, it's a great self-defense mechanism. Plus, chicks love it. I mean, just if you're at a bar. If you were at a bar. And some dude was talking, and then all of a sudden you noticed there was a squirrel in his pocket that was just chilling and being like, what's up? And he was giving them like beer nuts periodically. You would talk to that
you'd
person.
You'd go home with him.
No.
Yeah, you would.
No, I would ask to pet the squirrel.
Yeah.
And then I would leave.
And then but then it's John Hamm.
Yeah.
Okay, we can't just throw that into the mix.
Squirrel wins. It's all about the squirrel.
Oh my gosh.
Would you think something happened to John Hamm if you see him walking around with a squirrel all of a sudden? Like, what's wrong with him?
I would assume I would assume that either A, something really bad happened to him, or B, I was involved in a hidden camera show.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be like, I do not believe that.
I'm not interacting.
Something happened to me where, what was it?
I don't know.
No. I remember it was years ago, and I remember seeing a guy who was like super sneaky, clearly filming something from across the street, like bag over the thing, but looking, had the ear swizzle, and then something else, and I was like,
"You're like no."
Yeah, I was like,
no.
"Whatever happens, I don't know.
I don't
do not
want to be a part
of it."
Yeah,
I hate that shit.
No, I do too.
Although some of the stuff is fun. Like, did you see the one for? Can't remember what movie it was for, where they like rigged that whole coffee shop, and that chick freaked out and like pushed people up the wall with her hand.
Oh, yeah. What was that for? It wasn't The Exorcist, but it was something
like that. Good. Not great tie-in because I still don't know. Some horror movie, USA.
Right.
Ad campaign was great, though.
Ad campaign was great. Yeah. Love that ad campaign.
Just can't remember.
But I love that idea of like being a... But that, I also go back to the whole concept of like, anytime that you can bring to life something that can only happen in movies.
Yeah.
It's always great.
It's awesome.
It's always great. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I think going to like the Wizarding World of Harry Potter is so fun.
I know.
And soon to be the Star Wars land.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Oh, did you see the new trailer, by the way?
No, I don't watch trailers.
I didn't know until now.
Oh, I've talked about that before.
All right, I didn't remember.
I mean, I'm sure I'm going to have to see it at some point, but I try to avoid trailers because I feel like they just give away too much. Like, I went and saw Fate of the Furious.
Last night?
Of course I did.
Okay. All right.
I've seen all the Fast. Okay. That's a lie. I haven't seen them all, but I've seen them all since the fourth one. So.
Gotcha.
And it's terrible slash amazing.
Sure.
Obviously.
It's definitely, yeah.
I mean, literally, there are lines that you're just laughing at because you're like, I knew that's what he was going to say. Right.
Get into the cars. Let's go fast.
No. It does contain Brilliant. What I believe is the best Jason Statham fight scene I've
really?
Ever seen.
Interesting.
It's so clever and so funny
now,
and
by
so
the way,
badass.
Okay. By the way.
What?
Have you revisited Transporter
love
in a while?
I love the
no.
first one.
Because
no.
I will tell you right now, I did not realize this,
what?
But towards the end of Transporter,
yeah.
there is a fight where Jason Statham dumps oil on the ground, takes off his shirt, rolls around, and then proceeds to fight five guys.
A little homoerotic,
oiled
but
up?
Still a good fight
oiled
scene.
Up.
Oiled up.
And it is really clever because
yes!
they can't grab him because
oh,
he's covered in oil. So he's slipping
so
out of
funny.
Their hands. And then he like jumped on an old
this
bike.
One's pretty, I don't want to say what
anyway,
it is. I don't want to say what this
oh,
is,
great.
But it's just it's kind of amazing
it's
what
bonkers.
They do. But my point is that the big climax at the end of the movie, which was still amazing, there were shots of it, so many shots of it that were in the trailer. And I was like, well, I knew this was going to happen because it was in the trailer. That's what I mean. They just give away too much in trailers these days.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so. It is totally true. I would say if you were going to watch any of the Star Wars trailers, this is probably the one to watch.
Because I've heard it's
because
like a teaser.
Yeah. It is.
True teaser, yeah.
So it's just basically like little visual snippets of like, oh,
I've also
that,
heard
oh,
it's,
that,
like, it's basically
that.
Like Luke training Rey, but or
sort
like
of.
Really
I mean, not really.
Training a Jedi.
They don't even really
like
see that.
Oh.
Although it's... After seeing it, I was like, oh, they could take the whole Star Wars like world in a direction that could be really fucking cool.
Oh, cool. Yeah. By the way, I kind of like laughed. I didn't laugh. I was sad about it, but there was an announcement. You'll understand why. I just said that. There was an announcement
there.
Last week that's like Carrie Fisher will not appear in the 9th Star Wars
oh, yeah.
movie. And I wanted to be like, no fucking shit.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what?
Well,
no,
but there was talk of like, can you use some of the footage that you had shot of her in 8, weave it in, and then there was the whole CG shit yeah. from.
I know, but that see if they had CG her, I would have been so pissed.
I
would have been so pissed.
I know. Yeah, because even then the Rogue One stuff was like, yeah. I mean, it's CG.
Yeah, exactly.
It's clearly CG.
It's really good CG,
it
but
is.
It's CG.
There, I will say it is good enough that. In the first Grand Moff Tarkin scene, if you don't know specifically what to look for, or you have enough booze,
I don't know.
You could miss it because, like I told when we watched it the other day before we went to Scum and Villainy,
right?
Because Heather hadn't seen it, and I was like, "Yeah, you know that guy, that's Peter Cushing. He's dead."
Yeah,
and she was like, "What?" And I was like, yeah, that character is completely CG. And she was like, really? And then he came back on screen and she was like, oh,
totally.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
So it's like, and that's why I was always like, you know, when people are talking about, like, I mean, I'm sure Rogue One spoilers are not a thing anymore.
Right.
It's been a fucking year. Get a DVD. but if
it hasn't
if,
been a year, it's,
know,
been,
it's been
5 months.
I know, but basically, that's the new year for a movie.
Okay, yeah.
It's 5 months. But had they not done Tarkin in CG the way they did it, I think the Leia moment at the end would have been way more cool.
I agree.
And
I 100% agree.
Because as soon as they were doing
I
it, I was like, oh,
feel
we're
like,
going to see CG Leia. Okay.
I feel like we might have said this on the show before, but I also feel like they didn't need that scene in the middle of the movie with Darth Vader, because if they didn't have that scene in the middle, when he appears at the end and does that fucking badass fight through the hallway, that would have been like, what?
Yeah.
True.
I don't know if we ever actually talked about Rogue One fully, because it happened.
I don't know.
What? Because I went and saw it. Right after we finished Drunksmiths.
Right. Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And
so it was like a month before we talked again.
Right, exactly.
On the show.
But, you know, one, I was obviously highly intoxicated when I went to go see it. And two, I think I saw a really bad projection of it because I noticed his CG so immediately, and it was so off-putting to me that I felt like every scene that involved him felt like a video game.
Yeah.
And then to have the Princess Leia thing at the end again, I was like, ugh. And I walked out of my... The first time I saw Rogue One, it was just like, nah, whatever, blah. And then I saw it like a week later with my family, and I was like, oh, now that I'm actually paying attention to like the story and what it's about, I really like it. But I was so put off by the CG. And I talked to other people who were like, oh, I didn't even notice it. And so I think I saw... like a shitty projection.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, how you see movies is very impactful.
Yeah.
I mean, everything has to do with, like, I've seen movies where I've been like, that was the best movie ever. And then I see it again and I was like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah,
and vice
right?
versa, where you're like, I hated that movie. And then you watch it again, you're like, fuck, that's such a good movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe they were brothers the whole time. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, it just, by the way, speaking of which, I saw Sing Street for the first time.
Oh, I've heard that's great.
It is adorable.
Yeah.
Dude, growing up in the 80s, like, it is on everything.
It's an 80s thing?
It is.
Is it on Netflix
everything.
Or anything like that?
No, it's, I rented it on, I think, Amazon. iTunes. It was like $3. You know what I mean? Like, give me a break.
Right.
I bought myself a latte because I was getting you a croissant and I just got one and I haven't even taken a sip of it and I probably won't.
Wait, you got
that
a latte?
That cost me as much as Sing Street.
Aww.
And I got a hell of a lot more enjoyment out of Sing Street than the latte I'm going to go pour down
the
sink.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? So,
that's a bummer.
Go rent Sing Street.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it is. It's just adorable. It's just adorable. And yeah, anyway.
Nice.
Reviews by Alex Albrecht.
You know what? It's adorable. Just adorable.
Do we have time for one more story?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do one more story. You know what?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
Wait, can we?
This is our podcast, damn it.
Guys.
Yeah.
What?
NASA.
I love NASA.
NASA has made some fucking announcements this week.
I saw this.
When it comes to science.
Yeah. Science, science, science.
Science, science, science. Space water.
Yeah. Space
they
water.
They have come out, I think it was like halfway through last week or something like that, or towards the end of this week maybe.
Yeah, it was just a couple days ago.
They have come out with their findings in regards to oceans on other worlds.
Yep.
And the... what they have come out and said is, yeah, there's like five that we know of in our solar system. They're massive. Some of them bigger than Earth's oceans.
Really?
And we have proof of them.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. So
where are?
How? Blah. Blah.
How do we get this water? I want to try it.
It's great. Space water?
Space water.
Okay, look, I'm not going to lie to you. Some of the water isn't actually water. It's liquid gas.
Yeah, it's like liquid methane.
Liquid methane, yeah.
I'll take
so it's like basically liquid natural gas.
Yeah, I get high off
by
that.
By the way, by the way.
What?
We found natural gas.
Yeah.
On another fucking planet.
Yeah.
We can go there. I think it's the moon. I think it's the Titan, I think. But anyway, we can go there and we can... get that gas and then
bring
we don't
it
have
back.
To worry about fucking this planet.
Is it
yeah.
gas we need?
Yeah, it's
natural gas.
It's natural gas. Yeah.
But the oceans part, there actually are...
So the oceans are... all of them are under ice.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
And the one of the ones they talked about was... and let me see if I can get this. Enceladus.
That's Enceladus.
Yeah, Enceladus.
Enceladus.
Is
that's a good name for a Tesla.
Yeah, Enceladus actually good. I think it's one of Saturn's moons.
Okay.
So they've actually sent over the Cassini space probe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Went over and actually caught particles of the... what's happening is they... so basically what they realized was they saw out of the cracks of the ice, they saw plumes.
Like steam.
Of steam.
Yeah.
And it was the water escaping.
That's cool.
And then evaporating.
Yeah.
So they sent the Cassini space probe over during the steam spout, and it caught like material.
Cool. Yeah.
That's and they awesome. Found
and
like,
analyzed it.
Yeah, they found like all sorts
really?
Of crazy material, which they then realized is that there are thermal vents happening. There's this chemical reaction happening at the under the ocean that is causing these thermal currents to happen.
Gosh.
And they go, yeah, and we've seen this before. It's just we've seen it on this planet. And they showed one of these underwater thermal things, but all this teeming life around it. And they said that the life actually started by microbes that would use the chemical reaction to cause energy. And they actually, through the Cassini space probe and what they've discovered, he goes, we actually created a calorie input of how much calories would be generated, and so they can actually tell how much caloric energy is being generated around these areas on ice moon.
Yeah.
And they're like, can't say that there's life down there, but why wouldn't there be?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Exactly.
And that's one. And that's
have
just
you-
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they said that they think that the outermost ring of Saturn is actually created by the off-gassing of this water because it's all in like the ice. Rotation of it's in the orbit of
that moon
Enceladus.
Enceladus.
That is
Enceladus.
Cool.
And that was just the first one. They then said that the moon Titan was the one that has the lakes of natural gas.
Cool.
There was two others that they talked about. I can't remember. I don't know if it was Io. There were two others that they said that in our solar system, they were like, we know that there is the oceans.
Did you see the, because Cassini,
yeah.
the satellite that's circling yeah. Saturn, is basically dying on September 15th of this year,
really?
I think it is.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's been
yeah.
in Jeez. Space for 20 years,
Jesus.
And it's running out of yeah. fuel. Like, obviously, yeah, space, it gets into a certain poop. Orbit, and then it just slowly decays yes. and whatever. And they did this, NASA did this animation for it, where it's like, its journey began in this and whatever. And then it's like, it's all these like markings of like the amazing things it discovered about Saturn.
Yeah.
And then it's like, and then on September 15th, it will slowly descend into Saturn's orbit and become part of the planet it's been discovering this whole time. And it's this animation of it like going into the atmosphere and like slowly decaying and like becoming this like.
That's depressing.
It was so depressing. It's like a 3-minute video that NASA posted and I watched it and I was like, I had a tear in my eye and I'm like, poor Cassini, yeah. you did so much. And it's just going to explode into a meteorite in the atmosphere of Saturn.
Couldn't they just send it to Florida?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, why can't we save Cassini?
Can't it just spin around out there
like,
forever?
Why are you personalizing this so much?
Do you think Cassini knew this was going to happen to it? It's up there like, I'm coming back.
Yeah, this is great.
Then they send it the video. They're like, hey, you might want to check this video out we made for you.
It's like, hey, NASA, so I'm going to run out of fuel.
What's the plan? What's the plan, guys?
Is there a ship coming to get me?
Yeah.
Or what's the...
You figure this out
Watch
yet?
This video. It's a tribute to you, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, great, great.
This thing's beautiful.
We made you look really sleek and sexy.
yeah. Got some notes on the ending.
Yeah. How about no?
Really entertaining. Maybe the hero wins.
Yeah.
Maybe the hero wins.
Yeah.
That's my two cents.
Guys, when you sent me on this mission, you said 20 years ago, you said you'd figure it out by then.
Yeah. It's like, Cassini, you're a toaster. Oh, man. Well, you're an asshole, Bill.
Yeah. Bill. I've been talking to you for 20 years.
Yeah. Don't call me a toaster, Bill.
Also, Cassini, I'm sleeping with your wife.
Back yeah. on.
What?
What?
Yeah. I mean, she's a real doll, to be fair. Yeah, exactly. But.
I shouldn't have married a sex bot.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I think we did it.
Oh, good work, everybody.
I think we did it. All right.
We ended on science.
Yeah.
Yay. I have to do my weekly shout out while I'm doing, if you don't know for some reason, I am doing a campaign to raise money for the Lymphoma Leukemia Society, which is LLS, because my uncle is currently fighting stage 4 lymphoma. And my brother's wedding's coming up and it's like 50-50 if he's coming.
Really?
But we're like hoping he's going to be there. I'm like really excited that he's in a state where it can is a possibility for him to be there. So that's awesome.
Great.
Anyway, I'm doing a call to action to all of our listeners. If you can, since we are a 30-ish minute podcast, I'm asking you to donate 30-ish minutes to my campaign. I've tweeted out the link. So just go check my Twitter at Allison Hayslip to find it. And put in the notes, if you do donate, put in the notes that it's for the half hour happy hour, because I've just, some people do and some people don't. And then I just kind of guess that I think they're for the half hour happy hour because they've donated $30-ish,
yeah,
you know?
That'd be great if it was like 30.30, not for the half hour happy hour.
Exactly.
And you're like, what? That's all I had left for my tax return.
Right, fucking taxes. Anyway, here's a shout out to the listeners who donated this past week. Thank you so much. Barry English, David Gomez, Bradley Caney. He's the guy who actually gave us the 360-degree shot during Drunksmiths, then we gifted it to PJ, remember?
That
and
was
apparently,
great.
I know.
So great. Awesome.
Adam Gothard, Fernando Valenzuela, Adam Condon, James Smith, Darren Williams, Todd Carozzi. I'm sorry, I should have said that right. Mm-hmm. And Tim Davies. Yeah, and a lot of these people donated in honor of someone who was fighting it, I forget which one it was. It might have been James. He himself actually fought stage 4 cancer and was a cancer survivor. So it's really amazing. But I also have to do a special shout out to Alex Albrecht, who donated this week. Have our happy hour podcast co-host, Alex Albrecht, donated this week.
Gotta do my part.
$3
in the collars.
$3
Tom, what are you donating?
I went in on that with him.
I don't think so.
I don't have any money, guys.
I see it.
Kidding, Tom.
I spent it all on you guys at Christmas.
You're donating
your awesome
energy.
Anyway, thank you all for donating. Again, check out the link. I've tweeted it out a couple times, and that would be amazing. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Alex Albrecht. Sitting in with us is the best flight engineer podcast history.
Thank you.
Nay, the only flight engineer that we can think of.
Semantics.
Tom Super Volcano Krajewski.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to start calling you Super Waterspout Volcano.
Ooh.
No, that's not okay.
Like
it doesn't feel as good.
Geyser?
Feel as good. Geyser. Geyser Soze.
Geyser. Geyser Soze.
Geyser Soze. And on that note.
Goodbye.
See you, everybody.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.